Saturday, February 15th. Today, I agreed to watch Mrs. Wallabanger's adorable little grandson, Oliver, for a couple of hours while she played bingo at the senior center. Okay, I admit I was wrong. I should not have teased Brianna about having a crush on Oliver last week. And I don't blame her for still being a little mad at me about that silly K-I-S-S-I-N-G poem. But I never imagined she'd go hide in a closet and refuse to play with him, especially after they got along so well when they played together at Candy Kingdom in the mall. Trying to coax Brianna out of the closet was a major headache. Come on, Brianna. Why don't you come out and play with Oliver? It'll be fun. Oliver smiled and nodded his head. Brianna, do you want to play Princess Sugar Plum Monster Truck? Finally, Brianna slowly opened the closet door and peeked out. I couldn't believe Brianna was acting like such a little drama queen. She knew good and well that if Oliver wasn't visiting, I'd snatch her butt out of that closet so fast she'd have a permanent wedgie. Brianna rolled her eyes at me and finally stomped angrily out of the closet. That little brat didn't appreciate the fact that I'd spent 15 minutes setting up the family room with assorted toys, games, and stuffed animals. I'd even managed to find some dinosaurs, astronauts, and wild animals for Oliver, thanks to Princess Sugarplum's Journey to Dino Island, Blastoff Voyage to Mars, and Swinging Safari Adventure. But in spite of a room full of toys, Brianna and Oliver just sat there staring at each other like strangers. Hey, Oliver, look at this cool T-Rex, I said enthusiastically. Roar, roar! And Brianna, why don't you show Oliver your Princess Sugarplum spaceship with real-life blast-off sound effects? Zoom! No way, Brianna grumped. Boys have cooties. Oliver looked sad and sighed. Poor kid. I felt really sorry for him. Then Brianna got really personal and started dissing my babysitting skills.
Nikki, as a babysitter, you stink. If Miss Penelope was watching us, we'd have lots of fun.
Fine, I said. Then let her do it. She'll see how hard it is to watch a little brat like you.
Fine, Brianna yelled at me. You're fired.
That's when Brianna brought out Miss Penelope. A smile spread across Oliver's face as he quickly pulled his tattered Mr. Button sock puppet from his pocket. Within seconds, Miss Penelope was showing Mr. Button's, Brianna's Princess Sugarplum spaceship.
I'm an astronaut, and I've been all over the galaxy. Want to see my moon dust?
Mr. Buttons asked.
You actually have real moon dust? Miss Penelope exclaimed.
Oliver, Mr. Buttons, reached into Oliver's pocket and dumped a small pile of sand and rocks on the floor. Mr. Buttons shows off his moon dust.
Cool!
Miss Penelope gushed in amazement. I couldn't believe my eyes. Soon Miss Penelope and Mr. Buttons were having so much fun laughing, playing, and running around that Brianna and Oliver joined in too. The two, four of them, took a trip to Mars and had a conversation in an alien language. Then they hunted for the Tooth Fairy in the jungle while riding on dinosaurs. Since Miss Penelope had both of the Munchkins under control, Brianna was right, she was a pretty good sitter. I decided to chillax by having a snack and writing in my diary. Everything was going great until I heard Oliver crying. Apparently Mr. Buttons was missing. Brianna insisted that he had been kidnapped by the Tooth Fairy. Oliver was super upset.
Huh? I want Mr. Buttons. He's my best friend,
he wailed. Soon, Brianna and Miss Penelope started to cry, too.
Mr.
looks like I'll have to finish this diary entry later. Right now, I have a babysitting emergency on my hands. I've heard how people can end up emotionally scarred for life simply by losing their favorite security blanket or toy as a little kid. Which probably explains why a lot of the kids at my middle school are so messed up. But what am I supposed to do in a situation like this? Call 911 and report a missing dirty sock named Mr. Buttons? To be continued.